This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? How the hell are you, Steve-O?
I'm still smiling. Got to be smiling.
Oh, damn right, dude. It's been beautiful, hasn't it?
Now we just cut the pre-show little video that went out on Facebook, and all of a sudden you're giving me hell about the trap game.
Yeah, trap. You and Colleen, trap. I'm not even going to blame Colleen. It was all you on
it's
the
me.
Trap stuff.
But either I think like everybody else out there in the world, or I'm a leader and put it in everybody's mind that this was a trap game. But everything that I read after I said it was, oh, this is a trap game, this is a trap game, this is a trap game. It's a classic trap game.
What are you talking? What the hell are you talking about? It had no signs of trap. We dominated from the get-go.
Exactly.
So that's a trap game?
Well, that's a sign of a good team. All right.
Well, what the hell do you think we got?
Well, when you have a trap game that comes up and it's right there and it's staring you in the face.
Then nothing was staring at me.
And you handle your business.
You were taking a team that was, what, 0-6, 0-20, 0-7, I don't know. But you know what? We should have dominated, and we did. That's how you characterize yourself as a good team. You got to take care of business like that, and we did. And the stats show how we did in the game, too, here. What do I have here? I have – our first downs, I mean, in every category, it seemed like we were just dominating.
Yeah, but you can't, I mean, here's the deal. You can't look at this game and say, oh, we dominated against this team that's dog crap, all right? The Browns.
Bullshit. You're totally wrong.
Oh, man.
You're totally wrong because this is how you're supposed to take down these teams.
Well, I get it, but you can't look at it and say, oh,
no,
my.
No.
Let's
There's
look
a lot
at the
of
stats.
Teams that, a lot of teams on these type of games that don't perform up to par, and we did. We did exactly what we were supposed to do.
Exactly. And that's exactly the point I'm making. That's exactly why this is a trap game. That's exactly why you can't look at stats.
I don't know why you keep saying trap game. It just defied everything that you said on trap. It wasn't a goddamn trap game.
Just because it doesn't turn out to be a trap.
Then it's not a trap.
It means it was a trap game.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh man, you're getting into semantics. We're gonna, folks. This might turn into our MMA show real soon.
Who's on first? What's on second?
Exactly.
I don't know who's on third.
The bottom line is, you went up to Cleveland and you handled your business,
took care of business,
like you were supposed to do. And that's the mark of a championship team: is you have to win the games that you're supposed to win in dominating fashion.
Exactly. That's
okay?
What I've been telling you.
And then take care of your business at home. Take care of your business in the division and steal a couple of road games if you can. So, and we've been doing that. And that's exactly my point, is that, hey, this team is progressing. They're getting better. And there was a couple games early in the season where we had a chance to step on somebody's neck, right? And we didn't, and kept them in the game. And now all of a sudden we go up to Cleveland and take care of business. So don't throw the stats. I mean, let's hear the stats. But at the end of the day, let's not brag about, oh, this is what we did to Cleveland, because nobody else in the nation is going to give two craps about what
we
did to Cleveland other than a win or a loss.
No, I really think we should, though.
Okay,
I mean,
let's do it.
We dominated as we were supposed to dominate. We controlled everything from the scrimmage. It just seems to me that we were supposed to handle our business, and we did. And you know what? For those that say, oh, well, you're supposed – bullshit. There's a lot of good teams that falter and fall into your so-called trap.
That's a trap.
But that wasn't a trap for us. We did what we were supposed to do, and everything was great. And we got on the plane. We flew back, and everything is looking forward to – well, now we got Pittsburgh coming up here. But I'll tell you what, I couldn't have been more proud of our boys.
Exactly. So let's start at the beginning. That first series Cleveland runs, they come out and they look like, we might be in for a long day. They had some goofy formations. All of a sudden, we get the ejection with Irving.
Did you really honestly, God, think it's going to be a long day?
Well, I mean, they marched down the field that first time. And I just looked at it, and I go, you know me. You know, I'm one of those guys, a little pessimistic at times when things are going good. I don't want to rock the boat.
I don't want to get my foxhole, by the way.
I don't want to rock that boat, right?
Right.
So all of a sudden, they march down. They got those goofy formations. They got, three linemen, and everybody spread out. Then they bring them together. Boom, 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 down the field. How do you do that?
That wasn't bad, though. But you know what was interesting to me when the game started? And just true to Cleveland, they've sold all the tickets to Cowboy fans. Beautiful. Here we go again. You did it in the World Series. Now you do it the Cowboys. And that stadium was, I'd say, about what, 50-50, maybe 60-40 Cowboys?
I think the Cowboys outnumbered them.
I think so, too. Even in the dog pound, I seen a guy with a dog mask on with a Cowboy jersey on. I said, this I have never seen or heard of. In the dog pound, wearing a Cowboy outfit with a dog barking.
Sacrilegious right there. I mean, that's not even supposed to happen.
No.
But Cowboy Nation, they know how to travel. And sometimes they don't even have to travel. I bet you there's, with the way Cleveland football's been over the last, since Jim Brown ran it in 64-ish, there's probably more Cowboy fans up there in Cleveland than there are Browns fans.
Goofy-ass announcer on TV, he goes, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of Ohio State fans here that have come to see Elliott. And I'm like, shut up, moron. These are Cowboy fans. Yeah, they got 21 jerseys from Deion Days and Roger Staubach. I mean, these are Cowboy fans. They can give a shit about your Ohio State. They're all converted Cowboy fans.
They were a lot of Cowboy fans up there.
Yeah, they didn't do it because of Elliott and Ohio State.
Some, but not
majority of those Cowboy fans were – all dressed up because of Elliott.
Yeah. I tell you what, the weather was nice up there, it looked like, from the TV. So people from 3, 4, 5 hours around, you know, probably drove up there and said, let's go watch our boys.
And there was a lot of empty seats, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's terrible. And there's a lot of empty seats around the NFL right now. They're having a little bit of some problems selling some tickets, but not in Dallas.
I got a feeling we're going to have do a shot here, folks. Are we leaning towards your?
We are.
What's the name?
The Rams.
Oh, there you go. Everybody do a shot.
LA's already fed up with the Rams that they stole back from us. And
you got to leave it alone.
Man. I know.
You got to leave it alone. You can't troll them anymore.
That's their team.
Let them have them. Now you belong to us. You're a Cowboy.
And that's a great thing. And we're going to get into that a little bit later because I want to ask you about the whole bandwagon thing. And I know
I love bandwagon. Hop on board. Hop on board this bus and this. Can you believe the numbers we're showing on this podcast, man? They're outstanding people. I think we just hit 100,000.
100,000 downloads.
I'm telling you, man, it's been outrageous.
Folks, keep pitching it out there. If you like what you're hearing, it's
bandwagon,
like
people, we love you.
Absolutely. Jump on. That's for sure. So give me some more stats here. What do we got? I know that.
Well, I didn't give you any stats. But I'm just saying to you, in the big picture of things here, I got a lot of stats here. I think, by the way, I got this one that really stood out here. Third down conversions. Who do you think the top three teams are in third down conversions?
Well, I like our Cowboys.
All right, you're saying Cowboys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like New England.
All right.
And Pittsburgh.
None of them.
Really?
Actually, third down conversions, this really threw me off. Number one was New Orleans Saints. Number two, Green Bay Packers. And number three, Tennessee Titans. And you would think these three clowns of teams would have better records than what they have now.
They were probably in a lot of third down situations.
Conversions. Huh?
I think our punter, Chris Jones, punted it twice yesterday. Am I right? You know, I think he had one in the first half, one in the second half. I really don't remember us getting in a whole lot of bad third down positions. You know, I mean, we usually took care of business first and second down and marched down the field. And overall, I mean, I don't – we might struggle with this program because – What do you say when you were clicking on all cylinders you're clicking on all cylinders?
Our defensive line, again, was kind of slow, but then picked up, and I was really happy to see Collins. Our D lineman from the Eagles that we picked up.
Yep.
I was very impressed by him. I liked the way he was hitting out there. And in general, I thought we played really well. We kept everything in front of us. And our DBs, God bless them again, man. There were a lot of times, once again, that they held us out for about 3.5 seconds, and our DBs were tight on them.
And that's an important part, and even being banged up back there.
Like fly on poo-poo, you might say.
You might say that.
Wabbit.
But, yeah, I agree with you. I like the way they played. I was a little nervous in the beginning because they hit.
You got to stop being nervous. You need counseling, don't you?
I do.
We got to take it.
It's hard, man. Listen, Cowboy Nation, you guys know this is hard.
We had it wrapped up early. Go ahead.
See that? And I'm here hitting trap game thinking, let's go. But, it's nerve-wracking, man. You watch this game and
you made nervous on these podcasts.
Well, let me ask you this.
You might have given a couple people heart attacks with your trap thing.
What would you rather have? Would you rather have a game like we played against Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather have a game like we played against the Browns?
Well, you got to be a village idiot to say like the Eagles. I'd rather have a Cleveland game any day.
That's my point. My whole point. There's a lot of people that are in it for the entertainment of the business.
Entertainment?
The drama, the, hey, let's come back in a fourth quarter. There's a lot of fans that are like that.
Who the hell is up for that type of stroke material?
I'm not. That's why I said I love 35 to 10.
Okay, then let me ask you this. All right. I get into horse racing.
Okay.
Do you like when your horse is winning by 6-7 lengths down the stretch, or do you want a head bob win?
No, I want a clear cut winner. I want Secretariat by 31 lengths.
Oh, but it was so exciting when you
could
your horse.
I could care less about
excitement.
That's
what I'm saying. Who the hell wants excitement? Any fan out there that's a fan of the Cowboys, for the love of God, they loved it yesterday. You could head to the kitchen whenever you want. You don't have to worry about things.
That's what I'm saying, but there's a lot of people that love that drama.
I want you to point out. I want you guys out there. I want you guys out there to tell me who you are. Really. What Steve-O's saying right now, I don't think you exist.
I think there's a lot of people that like good,
Our fans don't either.
One of those guys.
No, I don't think any of our Cowboy fans want anything
There are. So Elliott runs for 92 yards.
Yeah. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, why didn't they make him run more? Or why did they try? They're going after – is he going after record? What's the deal?
He's chasing down Dickerson's rookie record.
Is he really chasing down someone?
Well, obviously you got 100-yard games are a big deal in the NFL and in my fantasy football lineup. So there's a lot of things that go on to it. He's 8 yards short. And I think Morris had like 53 or 63 yards. I mean, he ran crazy, too.
50. I got him in my fantasy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So my point being, if you're Jason Garrett, you put him back in there for a couple rush plays, or do you take him out?
Let me ask you this. Are we here to see him break Eric Dickerson's record, or are we here to watch him hold up a Super Bowl trophy?
Both.
Well, I like the Super Bowl trophy more.
I like the Super Bowl trophy more. Yeah,
I really would. And there's nothing to be gained by having him stay out there. Like, look at what Cleveland, the last couple plays of the game, they had a guy that goes down. I mean, you don't need an injury like that. You don't need an ankle injury you don't need that type of shit late in the game where you've got it all wrapped up. You know what? You'll get your 120 yards and throw another 10 yards onto that for this game that they pulled you out with 92. No one's going to lose sleep over this. What'd you do? Pick up two, three touchdowns in that game too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then. So you know what? Just relax. You got 92. Be happy, you know?
I'm definitely happy with it.
Yeah.
So
everyone chill out.
I will. So at the end of the day, though, I mean, he has a really good game.
Yeah.
I liked him, and it's probably more indicative of Cleveland's defense and how they're set up.
Right.
But I liked him running between the tackles a little bit more yesterday than I did trying to get to the outside. It just seemed like laterally Cleveland really stopped us from getting to the edge. But
no,
the middle, I thought we were very, very effective.
I seen it a little differently. I thought he was very effective getting around the tackle. I don't like him going way out there. But right on the tail of the tackle on the outside, I love him in that area right there.
All right, then I'll say run between the numbers.
Yeah.
Run between the, you know, the hash marks as opposed to getting way outside. I thought laterally we struggled a little bit yesterday.
I don't think we're that type of team to take him to the outside like that unless we're pulling. Right. I think when our center, our big center, boom, there he goes. And the next thing you know, they're following. And we got like 6-7 yards on the run there.
We had a lot of 6-7 yard runs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
which was surprising. So Dak had a great game.
Now, here's a question for you.
All right.
Dez is getting frustrated. I can see it. I can see it in his eyes. I really can. I mean, he's not becoming very, am I saying team play here? Maybe he's not buying into that. And you know what? I'm jumping the gun here when I say that. But it didn't seem like Dez was too happy with everything that was happening. I mean, our big tight end Witten, he's getting all the balls here. You got you got our little guy there. He's getting he's getting the balls. And Dez, what Dez get? Like one?
Yeah, one catch, I believe. But you know, and Beasley had his share. Terrence had his share. I think Butler had a catch. But I think Dez's frustration. I mean, he was getting yanked on. He was getting double teamed a lot, and
he was open a couple times too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but according to all those wide receivers, are always open, right?
Yeah.
So, but the bottom line is, he's going to do his job, and if he's going to take two guys with him every time he goes out, that's going to open those lanes.
I know we'd like to say that, but there were a lot of times where it was one on one, and he wasn't getting the look. And you know what that. I'm not saying anything. I enjoy what I'm seeing here with this ball being distributed everywhere. I like that. But I'm just saying, does Dez just realize that, hey, you know what? Whoever he sees that's open, that's who he's going to hit. I mean, let's not play this I'm number 88, throw the ball to me type of crap. I'm not buying it anymore.
Once again, are you trying to get catches or are you trying to hold up a Super Bowl trophy, right?
Exactly.
So you know,
I agree with you 100% there.
I like that. And you know, you got Swaim into the, you know, the other tight end. He got into
the act.
Why
the hell did he throw to him? I mean, I'm down there in the end zone. I'm thinking I got two receivers there. I got Witten on my fantasy. I got the little fella there too. I mean, I should get the ball here. And Prescott's my quarterback.
Yet Escobar got the touchdown. I think
Escobar. I'm like, Escobar, you got to be kidding me. Escobar, let's re. I'm looking for a flag, actually, right now. I'm like, flag? Flag anywhere, flag. Please be a flag somewhere. I knew we were going to score, but no offense to Escobar. We may have him on our show. So, hey, that was a great play, Escobar. He did really good there.
And there were a couple of touchdowns that we got that these guys, I mean, there's nobody within 10 yards of them.
Yeah.
That's just, Cleveland's got a lot to, you know, hey, maybe
Beasley's
they got their.
Beasley's damn good, man. I love Beasley. The little guy gives everything he's got, man.
Oh, yeah. But what I was going to say is, okay, Cleveland, your baseball team might be good. Your basketball team might be good. But your football team, wow. They might be suffering a little bit.
They could have picked up Dak. They could have picked up Elliott.
Did I hear that they passed on Dak 8 times?
Yeah. Hey, dude, be honest with me on this. What they've done, what this Cowboy management, Steve Jones and his dad, Jerry, I mean, they've went against the grain on a lot of things that I thought, okay, I'm going to tell you folks something right now. You may hit a car and just park it when I say – I thought we were going to go after Johnny Manziel when Johnny was available a couple years back. I really said, we have to have him. And sure enough, he passed, and we picked up Travis Frederick. I mean, that was a great pickup right there.
Absolutely. What scared me more than that was when Manziel came around a couple years later on the waiver wires, and they were looking to get him. And,
right.
And at that point, you were like, well, maybe that's a natural fit, you know.
Right.
Breathe a little life into him back down there.
And he was still communicating with the Cowboys. Hey, I want to still be a Cowboy. So
exactly.
It was great how all that's been working out. And Steve Jones, man, God bless him. The guy's been like, hey, Dad, we don't want to go there. We don't want to go there, Dad. We'll go with this guy. You sure about that? Because I really like John. No, Dad, keep enjoying that big Big Jack Daniels shot there. We're gonna pick up Travis Frederick here. That was a great pickup.
Absolutely, they've done.
And then Dak, and then I mean, who would have thought all these guys? We're looking at rookie players here, rookie of the year players.
Right, and you've got to hit on your draft, and then supplement through free agency, and you know, and maybe a trade or so. But at the end of the day, I've said this about the NFL: you can't miss in the first and the second round. Mm-hmm. Get ready for your shot, because that's what, from my experience, you know, 17 years watching the Rams, I mean, probably
another shot.
Probably for the previous 13 or 14. I think it all goes all the way back to, I forget who the running back was that they picked way back when. But they missed on their first round pick, and they missed on their second round pick. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, if you're going to be successful in the NFL, you have got to hit on first and second. You got to be somewhat good 3, 4, and 5, okay? But then you got to find that diamond in the rough.
Hey, by the way, just switching topic just a tad bit on that. During commercial breaks during the game, they'd have that one show with Skip Bayless and what's his name, Sharp?
Sharp, yep.
And you'd hear Skip say, "We need to trade Tony Romo. Trade Tony Romo." Are you insane? Are you Skip? Have you goddamn lost your mind? How do you trade Tony Romo?
Here's the deal: these guys, I've, and folks, this is why you want to listen to us, because we're real fans,
real okay? fans.
And we're coming to you from a fan's perspective. Here's the deal: I'm not doing any commercials saying controversial crap just to try to get ratings. Okay, this right. is a fun show for us, and we're right. doing it, and it's been a blast. But that's all these jack wagons are doing. You know,
that's
all they're doing, is saying stuff, whatever they can say to get the biggest rise out of people.
It pissed me off so much.
Well,
Steve.
Stephen A. Smith, who him and Skip Bayless used to do their own show. Stephen A. Smith says,
but he always kept him in line, though. Skip was always nuts.
But he says on Twitter the other day about, when I think of the greatest of all time, I think your record has to be unblemished. You know, and he's making a shot. He goes, my greatest of all time is, you know, not Tom Brady. He's a great, but my greatest of all time is Joe Montana, right? And that's what he's saying. And I hit him back on Twitter. I said, so I guess Muhammad Ali isn't a greatest of all time for you. I mean, this guy's a jackwagon.
Yeah. Greatest of all time will always be Muhammad Ali.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what, he had a blemished record. Joe Frazier beat him twice. So at the end of the day, these guys just say crap just to get a rating,
I got it,
and I can't stand them, because guess what? I don't need that in my life. Here's what I watched yesterday. I was watching a game,
well,
all
you
of a sudden.
Forward to commercial.
No, I can't. I don't have that technology. Yeah. So here's the deal. All of a sudden a commercial would come on. It's either a truck, a pizza, or some political
what
bullshit.
What about that damn truck? They throw this damn toolbox into these two trucks, and I'm like, holy shit, this is incredible. There's a hole in my truck, and this guy just said, hey, look at that toolbox. Just put a hole in this one. Let's try it in the other one. Right there, I would stop and go, you're not putting another hole in that truck. I'll take that one. Please, don't do it.
But that's all it was. Truck commercials, pizza
and
commercials.
And then they got that half a car inside the wall. They're like, what the hell is this all about? And they're so impressed by a Chevrolet. Huh? You know what? They may be our... they may be our sponsor.
Don't say anything.
I love Chevrolet.
We love everything right now, don't we?
Right.
I love pizza.
I
love trucks. Hey, but this political bullshit's got to stop. I'm glad that's done tomorrow.
It's going to be all gone.
Our next show, we'll be done with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about that one, and I'm really excited about taking on Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think Pittsburgh Steelers are the same old Pittsburgh Steelers either, my friend. I think they're very vulnerable.
I think you are, too. I agree with you from that standpoint. Obviously, their defense is, they're not the steel curtain anymore. They've transitioned from, you know, what used to be, you know, just limited playbook for Roethlisberger and, you know, 3 yards and a cloud of dust, and let's do our defense and Polamalu back there.
You know
there
what? They've got
James
they've
Harrison.
Got the running back. They've got the wideout. I don't know what's going on.
But they've switched now to where they kind of look like a Dallas Cowboys-style team. Quarterback. Tough, throws the ball, slings it, number one right wide receiver, a number one style running back. They can run it. They can throw it.
You're wrong. You're wrong on this one, too. I mean, Jesus Christ. How many wideouts do we have compared to them? They don't have anyone but one guy. We got a whole arsenal. They don't. What do they got? Heath back there? What do they got at tight end? I don't know. Who's their tight end? I don't even know who their tight end is.
Jesse James.
Oh, Jesse James. There you go. So I'm just saying that I don't even know their team. They're all.
Well, you shouldn't. You're a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, we spread that ball out everywhere, man. You can't compare our offense with their offense. I mean, that guy back there can't even move. We got Dak that moves around, flies around. I love the way he was doing that against Cleveland. He was running. They were design play. I'm telling you right now, folks, you won't see a better quarterback right now that could get off the ball and run too, because you don't have it in Russell Wilson anymore. He doesn't run. Cam thinks he's a all-star, all-given God player. He won't move out of that pocket anymore. Dak is the only one that's productive on the run and on the pass.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I got no problem. Rodgers had a pretty good day running yesterday. He shook a couple out there. But at the end of the day,
never compliment a Green Bay Packer on a Cowboy show.
Here we go.
Never do that.
Here we go. This is it. The Cheeseheads. That's all he wants.
Never bring them up on a Cowboy show.
The bottom line is, if you
Dez caught that ball 2 years ago or three years
did.
Ago.
We're gonna get into a little bit more of the preview of the Pittsburgh game on Thursday. We have
right.
Colleen back and everything. But at the end of the day, that Pittsburgh team, they got some players out there, man.
They got Marcus Wheaton,
Hayward Bay. They got, but you know, they got
bad.
Some other ones.
Make them look bad.
I hope
for
so.
NFC East. We had that Philadelphia Giants game. Every time you watch that. What were you watching there? The commercial with the pizza? I was flipping back and forth, and I caught some of that Giant game too. And I'll tell you what, man, we're starting to pull away here, and we're showing how dominant of a Cowboy team we have, because these guys look about equal. Okay, Philadelphia and Giants, I know the score. And that quarterback's not everything that's they're bringing them out to be either.
First and foremost, shout out to Bishop. He's the one. He hit us up here with a question. He wanted us to handle a little bit of business with going through the NFC East and even doing some more predictions for the rest of the season. So,
right.
Bish, thanks for the listen. But, yeah, at the end of the day.
Did you, by the way, send that jersey out?
On its way.
So he hasn't sent it out yet, Bish, so.
It's coming. I had to get your address again.
All right.
But, anyway, at the end of the day, the Philadelphia Eagles – really, I think of they've dropped several in a row now, three or four now, to where
who's that?
The Eagles. They're four and four.
Yeah, have they lost like three, four in a row?
Yeah, and
really?
They're sitting at the bottom of the division.
The bottom's Redskins, aren't they?
No, Redskins 4-3-1.
I thought they were all like over 500.
Well, they're 500 or better.
Really?
And then you have the Giants at 5-3, and the Giants have a win against us in the opening week of NFL. So when you're looking at it, I really think Philly's falling on some hard times, and they're going to go through those bumps and bruises with Carson Wentz.
Well, they're not healthy either, and so that always takes a lot out of a team too. If every position they're hurting.
Well, I mean, when you're at week 9 of the NFL. Everybody has a red cross behind their name, most likely. I mean, this is a grueling, grueling sport, and these guys get beat up week in and week out. Like you said, one extra play, and there's a twisted ankle, there's a hurt hammy, there's a blown knee, whatever it might be, a broken forearm. So,
well, that's a great point, because last 2-3 years we've been battling with Lee being injured early in the season. You're seeing Lee right now play as great as any Cowboy out there. Because of the fact he's got a supporting cast on defense. Durant, sure, we made a knucklehead move in Green Bay, but the guy's been playing really good. Mm-hmm. Our defensive line, I like that big play here by Collins. Collins looked damn good, and we picked him up from Philadelphia. So you know what? We're seeing a lot of aggressive play here being done by the Cowboys. I mean, we got everything situated here.
Absolutely, but I really don't think the Eagles are going to – play in the mix for the rest of the season going out.
What are we, two games up now? 5-3 is our second place Giants.
We're two games clear. And then when you look at the Redskins, they don't really intimidate me at all. I don't think they've played worth a damn really, you know, much. And I think they'll find that as they go through their schedule, and we can get into looking at that, but we won't. As they go through their schedule, that they're going to have more losses than they do wins down the stretch here. And they got that tie in there that would probably come back to hurt them a little bit. But the Giants are the ones, and I know there's a, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, obviously in the NFCs that hate the Giants, but they're the ones just because they have the experienced Eli Manning. They got Odell Beckham. They always seem to turn it on in the second half. That team might be the only one that can pose a threat to us. But and they beat us already. But other than that,
God, we should have won that game. We should have won that game, man. I hate the Giants. I don't know what it is about the Giants. They really irritate me with Eli Manning. He always seems to if we don't get pressure on him, he's going to dissect us, okay? That's the type of quarterback he is. But you get any pressure on him whatsoever, he'll just flop down the ground. We got to get pressure on this guy.
Yeah, well, we need to get that pass rush back and going. So, God. And I think we got some guys coming back, get healthy. But so when I look at it, when you go into a season, when you go into the NFL and you look on the when you walk in day one of training camp, here's your goal. Your goal is to win your division.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. That's yeah.
Your second goal is to get a bye. Okay?
That's your goddamn goal, to get a bye?
Yeah, you want a bye in the playoffs.
Oh, in the playoffs.
Yeah, you got to have a bye. The third goal is to win the conference.
Oh, it's home team. You want to be playing at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you want to be.
Well, you know you're going to get a home game if you win your division.
We're going to win outright, man. You can be pessimistic all you want, but we're going to win outright here. I don't see anything stopping us but injuries. God forbid here. Knock on wood.
Knock on my head.
I'm saying to you folks right now, we are that good.
We are. We are, but we're halfway through the season, so now is the appropriate time as we get to this point and you're staring at 7-1, two games clear in your division. Now is the time where you start looking at the matchups and start talking about playoff and how you think that's going to play out.
And you know what? We're not going to miss a beat when Romo comes back.
Well, there we go. There we go. Shot across the bow, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the hell
so,
we're going to do
but,
with
hey,
that.
But here's the deal. Did you hear my call? I'm like Nostradamus around here. Because what did I say? I said I would have loved to seen Romo.
Is it Nostradamus or Nostradamus?
It's tomato, tomato, bud. You're from halfway across the world.
Right, go ahead.
So,
right, whatever.
At the end of the day, what I said is I would have loved to seen Romo dressed for the Cleveland game because I thought we could get a big enough lead, 3-4 score lead, where we could get him in late in the third quarter and let him play the fourth quarter, work off some rust.
Yeah, you don't.
And it looks like that might happen where he's dressed for possibly the Pittsburgh game. Although they still have time to rest him. I mean, you're sitting at 7-1.
Yeah, you want him at 100%. Once again, 100%.
You know,
before we get into all that, too, we could even keep that around as well. Let's grade our defense and our offense and special teams and all that stuff that we normally do. With the Cleveland game, what'd you think of our D-line? Any improvement?
No, I'm actually going to go – we had some sacks in there.
Had some sacks.
I'm going to go with a solid B.
Solid B.
I could lean towards a B plus, but I really, outside of that first drive where they threw some kinks at us,
okay,
I thought we played fairly well. And remember, our defensive backs sometimes make our D-line look good because
right,
of the
right.
coverage. Okay,
I give you that. I'm going to give them a C plus. I thought he still had, like, ample time to throw, like, 3.5 seconds. I like to see more pressure on him without any type of blitz or anything like that. So, again, I got to commend Collins. What a great day that he had. But a C-plus is a C-plus, and you got to be our DBs, our secondary.
I'm going to go B-plus.
B-plus. I'm going A-plus on this. I think that they've done everything that we've asked them to do. I think they're keeping everything in front of them. And I think they're getting really confident now. Carr is playing I mean, Carr's really playing good now,
too. Did you see that play he made in the end zone where he looked back at the last second, got his hand on the ball, almost deflected it in like the fifth row? I mean, it's a hell of a
third
play.
Third row for sure. Yeah. Cowboy caught it. I checked that out. Yeah.
It was a great defensive play. Very heads-up football play.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't – most of the time when you see something like that, the guy's, you know, he's facing the crowd. It's an arm, a forearm that gets it, or he runs in, a guy gets a flag. He was able to get his head around, pick the ball up.
Right.
And it didn't look like
– So why are you not giving these guys an A for that?
What did I give them, B-plus?
Yeah.
I thought they played good. I just – when I think of defensive backs
– I mean, why do you have to be like a East German gymnastic judge here? I don't know why you can't give them an A on this.
Well, here's the deal. I would like to see a couple more corner blitzes. I'd like to see some guys come off the edge and get to the blind side of the quarterback. And I'd love to see a turnover for me to give them into that A range.
Oh, all right.
Okay. All right? That's just me.
That's a tough critic here. Hey, you're a tough man, you know.
Like that, when you're up that much, I mean – You got to pin your ears back, and there's that risk versus return and the stepping on the neck, and that's what I like to see a little bit more of.
All right. What about special teams before we get to our offense?
Can I say in absentia? They didn't have a whole lot of action. What do we have? Two kickoffs, three kickoffs to us, and then handful of punts that really didn't have much.
You know what's getting to irritate me, though, a little bit is why can't Jones just kick it out of – Just kick it out. Just
Bailey?
Bailey, I said Jones. Why can't Bailey just kick it out of the end zone? I mean, what is this? He's lobbing that ball right to that goal line. I don't want to see that. I'm tired of seeing that. Kick it out of here.
So here's the play with that.
If you Bailey was supposed to be on our show too, wasn't he? Yeah. I can't rip on him either.
If he was to kick it out of the end zone, they get it at 25. Okay, so the reward is 25. The risk is you didn't give up a long run. When he does that, and it's not even it's a 80% pooch kick, basically. He tries to kick it high and tries to get it down there, you know, to the goal line so they don't have the chance to have it automatically at the 25. But if he can give his guys time to get down there and get them at the 10, the 15, or most likely, and you know because you've watched football a long time, how many times have you seen a kickoff where the guy gets a block in the back or a holding all of a sudden instead of being at the 22, they're at the 10? You know, so
yeah, but I'm saying to you right now, I don't like it. I like kicking it out and having them bring it out, and that's just me maybe. But our offensive line, I think I'm gonna grade this offensive line maybe I'd say close to A minus. They did everything right.
I'm leaning towards A minus. I'll give them the benefit there. You know, as a sliding scale, but I would have liked to seen
what the hell more do you want to see?
Well, here's the deal. So when you look at that, when you look at offensive line, Dak had plenty of time to throw. Okay, they had some called plays for him to run. Elliott and Morris had time and holes to run through. Sometimes you just want to see him get to the second level and get that big, you know, 30-40 yard run.
Oh, for the love of God. I know. What the hell are you
Well, that's
what
I say. This is a tough
show.
A tough show.
You just said we're fans, and now you're an East German judge in the Olympic team.
You're 7-1 against, you know, and you just got to win against Cleveland. I like a blow them out of the water type.
Well, how much you want? How much blowing out of the water you want? They walked out with apples in their mouth. You had them roasting in the fourth quarter. What more do you want?
I don't know.
Team fired?
I don't know. We got to have something to talk about here.
There you go. There's another Cleveland arm flying out of into the fan stands. Okay, so we got – what'd you give him after all that?
I gave him A-minus.
A-minus. All right, we're at A-minus on that. And our QB, obviously, he was an A.
Solid A.
Solid A. Okay,
but
that's
good. But he had 247 yards, is that right? Now
– I think it was like 22 or 29 or something like that, too. That was outrageous.
Get your computer going up here again.
All right.
So a couple things. Dak is the only rookie quarterback to win 7 games in a row. Is that what I'm seeing? He's gotten 7 or 8 games with 225 yards passing, which is another rookie record. He just surpassed he has Aikman's rookie record in yards. He surpassed him in touchdown passes. What more can you say about this kid than all these records that are starting to fall.
In all honesty, I don't know how the hell we can sit him. I mean, I'm talking loyalty, I'm talking Romo and everything, but goddamn, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
I told you this a week ago, last show, or 2 weeks ago.
I love Romo, though.
I love Romo, too. But the more this goes on and the healthier Romo gets, but Dak keeps winning, it puts a lot of pressure. Man, there's where the controversy comes in, because he hasn't been declared 100% yet. But that's where you get into a situation. You're like, God, if he goes up to Pittsburgh and wins,
right?
How do you didn't? I think the story's got to switch to he is just the hot hand, and this team is clicking. And I agree with you. I don't think there's a way that you can set him down if he plays. I mean, his game yesterday was pretty much flawless, right?
I agree, yeah.
So only 250 yards, and he didn't have 350, but they didn't need it. They had over 400 yards on offense again.
Here's a question for you. Now, if Prescott played for the Eagles, do you think they would have been 7-1 right now?
I don't know.
Do you think if Wentz came to Dallas, would they have been 7-1?
No.
I think so. I really do.
You think?
I really honestly, God, think that it's such a complete team. I think Wentz would have had a nice – I mean, that just credits Tony Romo again, what I'm saying right here.
Yeah.
Because if Prescott plays for the Eagles right now, let's say we had everything shifted around. Wentz played for the Cowboys. Prescott played for the Eagles. I'm looking at a 4-4. Eagle team, I'm looking at Wentz being 7-1 for the Cowboy team. That's how much I think that this whole thing formulates around the team, and not just one player, too.
Well, then at that point, if you're saying that, then there is a way you sit Dak.
Well, I'm going back and forth, because 2 minutes ago I said, how can you sit him? But now I'm looking at it like, okay, Wentz. If he was a Cowboy, I don't know. You might see this one being 7-1 as well.
Okay, if Johnny Manziel's a Cowboy, what are they?
I don't know. He'd probably be boozing it up on the sideline. I don't know what Johnny Manziel. I just know what seeing Wentz this year and Prescott, this is what I'm coming up with.
Well, I mean, that's a good problem to have. And if it's that way, if you're truly thinking that way, and I'm sure the other 31 quarterbacks in the league are thinking, and then they're back up. So you probably got 90 people in the league thinking out there, well, shit, I can quarterback this team to a 7-1. And I think that discounts what Dak's done, because I think he's played flawless this last game. I mean, his reads were good.
What do you think he's ranked in the NFL right now?
In what? Give me a
well,
a
in general. In general, the
quarterback rating?
Yeah. Well, yards-wise, yards.
Yards-wise?
Yeah, yards-wise.
He's probably in 17th range.
Well, close. He's number 16.
Okay.
He's thrown 2,020 yards.
Yeah, I mean, he's a 250-yard-a-game guy. He is not somebody that's getting drafted out of DraftKings or FanDuel or on your draft on your fantasy.
Why not? I draft him because his rating is a 104, and he's like third on that.
He's not a stat monster. He had a great day yesterday. Okay.
Well, he's doing it every week like that, though.
No. I mean, he's got 11 touchdown passes?
Yes, he does.
Okay, so 11 touchdown passes. You're 8 games in. Most of your elite quarterbacks.
No, actually, he's got 12.
12?
12, yeah.
Most of your elites are probably in that 16 to 18 range, if not more. I mean,
and
if
he's
you're drafting
only got
him,
two interceptions.
Even better. He's not doing a whole lot of wrong stuff. He's just not a stat monster when it comes to like a daily fantasy.
I'll take him. I got Cam Newton as my quarterback, and I got Prescott in one and Cam Newton in the other, and I wish to God I would have went with Prescott on that one too. But in any case, so we're saying what, A? A for QB?
He's an A, yeah, solid
okay.
A.
And obviously our running back.
We got both. And Dunmore even made a good block in there. He's in there for a play
so,
or two.
So I would say that's an A as well. So
an A, you got 150-plus yards rushing, 150?
I think we hit 160-something, 160. Let me check this out.
With Dak, it might have been closer to 200.
Rushing. Hang on here. I'll give it to you. Rushing 168.
168.
And they only had 45 yards rushing against us. Mm. That's pretty damn good. That's pretty good.
And they got a couple of decent running backs there with Crowell and Duke
Johnson.
And it
seemed like Pryor was getting pissed, too. He was coming up to coach. Hey, I don't know what the hell he was saying, but he looked like he wanted the ball, too. So, you know, I wish he would have got a couple more touches because he's my other wideout. But
me too.
This is
me
not
too.
A fantasy show. This not, is not a
but
fantasy
I had him,
show.
Too, and I was glad that we were up and he got some gravy points there. What was the final score?
Was it
35-10? 35-10. And I had 31-17. I think Colleen had 34-17.
Well, we'll find out.
And you had something 17. Did you win 34?
I was in my 30s as well.
You might have been 35-17.
I might have picked 350-17. That's how confident I was on this one. And the man to the right of me kept saying, trap, 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 trap.
Gosh, he just doesn't understand the definition of trap game.
I do. I do.
It was a prototypical trap game.
And, folks, not to trap anyone, but we have great shows on lineupmedia.fm. We got a lot of great shows. We got social shows. We got shows about other sports. We got shows about whatever you guys are into. We got 60 shows out there on lineupmedia.fm. Find whatever show you like and click onto it. And as for Amazon people out there, it's right around the holidays to shop. And I tell you what, they just don't go to Amazon, Steve. Oh, no,
they go to our site, cowboyspodcast.com. Mm-hmm. And then there's a box over on the right-hand side about halfway down.
Which are old episodes and all that. You can check that out as well.
So you hit Amazon there on our site.
Right.
And go shopping. They give us a couple of, a little love there.
They give us a little love back. Yeah, kickbacks are always good. It keeps the lights on here. And if you don't want to go through all that, you can go to cowboyspodcast.com/Amazon. You're right there. You shop away, whatever you guys are looking for. And Amazon, right now, they got some great sales.
Yeah.
Stuff that you could buy right now.
Absolutely.
I know we got a lot of gals out there on our Cowboys podcast, and I know you guys like to shop, like my wife.
But more importantly, we got almost 100,000 downloads on the last episode, right?
It was unbelievable, man.
Tell them, I know that if you're listening right now, great. But, how do you find us when you're trying to get a podcast? What's the best way? I think it's just to go to your smartphone and hit on the podcast and just download, subscribe to us.
Well, I think the easiest way for me with all these other shows is go to, like, you guys can go to cowboyspodcast.com right there. It says install. So put it in there. Take care of it. And then you're a subscriber. Yes, sir. Subscriber to our show. And anyway, Steve-O, that's what we got on that.
Let's pull up. I know Bish wanted us to talk about what it looks like going forward. So pull up the rest of the schedule. Let's take a look at what that looks like.
Keep the people
Keep them entertained. You want me to do a dance or a song?
Yes,
what do you want?
Music, any elevator music.
Elevator.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's really boring.
Okay.
But just talk away here. Whatever you want to say. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what I would like to really kind of focus on is Dez getting a little frustrated a little bit more. I don't think we hit on that quite enough.
I thought we hit it on plenty.
Because here's the direction I wanted to go with that. Is it a possibility that your quarterback controversy starts because all of a sudden Dez Bryant's not getting the ball so much, and he's lobbying to get away from Dak and more into Tony throwing because he knows Tony and him have a good chemistry? That always concerns me with what you're doing. The whole locker room, and being divisive in there. So I hope that doesn't happen.
No, they love each other. I don't think that crap's going to happen here. Right. Which one are you looking at here? What team are you looking at? This next week coming up here, you got
we go to Pittsburgh, right?
Well, in the NFC East, you got Atlanta that's taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. And I love Atlanta. Atlanta's playing great. That's the only team right now that I feel – can really hurt us in the NFC. Atlanta throws the ball, and you know what? You don't want Ryan back there. He's been laser. Lights out. This is the team that you got to look out for here. And I think we're going to battle these guys for home field advantage, by the way, rest of the season. This is the group you got to look out for.
Absolutely. I think Minnesota's kind of falling off.
No, they're quite horrible. Don't even bring those clowns up. I think Atlanta going into Philadelphia, you're looking at Atlanta. I like Atlanta winning this
game. I like Atlanta.
And our next showdown in the NFC East is where the hell are our NFC East? Giants on Monday night. The Bengals come calling.
See, that's a game that we handled.
Yeah.
And I really think that they might be vulnerable.
They're vulnerable. I don't buy into that whole Giant thing. And the Bengals, I've said it all along, they're not a bad team. I just think that we just opened up on them. That's all.
Right, right.
So, you know, that's basically we got here.
And you got the Vikings in Washington.
Vikings in Washington. Let's see where that's at.
Washington coming off of a bye week.
Yeah, they're playing at
Washington. The Vikings are struggling.
They're horrible. They're just horrible.
You got to think that Washington will handle that.
Washington will take care of business there. So when the smoke clears, we should be up again, just two games. Giants. Yeah. Giants will lose. I like Atlanta.
It's a three-game cushion over halfway through.
Wow. Three-game cushion.
How about the rest of the Cowboy games? Anybody else scary on there?
Tell me to pull that up.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear that damn music that you
do, 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 do.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's really frustrating. Anyway, folks, I have
some more notes here for you.
Well, go ahead. Instead of hearing that stupid do-do-do stuff, hey, let's hear that.
I like, and we can get into this a little bit more when Colleen's on Thursday.
All right, say that one.
Definitely, you know, just news as notes. The fact that Zeke got some rest. We're always concerned about.
Where did Zeke got some rest?
Well, he wasn't in there for the full game. Alfred got.
Well, you know what? We have to do that throughout the whole damn season.
These are just some notes.
We can't do that all year. Let him run like Earl Campbell and break down by the 14th week.
Exactly. I like the fact that they spelled him a couple of times in there. The bend don't break mentality on defense. Kind of really in the first half, there were several times that they marched down the field
I don't know how they marched down anywhere.
We really didn't, you know, allow them to get rolling for sure.
Let me ask you this. Is there any NFC team that scares you? Rest of the way.
Atlanta. Atlanta scares me.
Who else?
I always think you got to look at like your
Seattle,
right?
Yeah.
I
think that's about it in my mind.
Yeah, you've seemed to handle and then if you're looking in the division, the Giants.
You know what? Rest of the Giants, the Eagles, and the Redskins, they're not no pushovers. Right. I mean, these teams get pumped up for the Cowboys. Okay,
right.
As much as we like to blow them off, it's not a blow off here.
Well, what would you think about New Orleans with the way they throw the ball in their offense?
Them.
They don't
I'm
have
so
anything
tired
on defense.
Of New Orleans, I wish we just sacked Breeze one good time, and I don't want to get into that. I don't want to put a bounty on Breeze. But so, I'm telling you right now, I don't like New Orleans at all.
Right. So a couple of things here. There was a 4th-and-1. We had another 4th-and-1.
Yeah.
And we ran Morris this time instead of Dak. I thought that was a pretty heads-up play. The game really wasn't in balance at all. You know, whether you made it or not wasn't going to make or break what you were doing.
We just did that just to control the clock and end the game. We didn't want to kick a field goal. What use is a field goal?
Well, my point is that, last week when they go 4th-and-1, they go with Dak. You know, they don't – you know, this time there was no reason. It was one of those just smart heads-up coaching things where you didn't really have to get it, okay? It was good that you did. Give it to your big pounding running back there, Alfred Morris, and let him get after it. Don't risk an injury on a goofy play like that.
But you know what's interesting, though? Now I do see the difference between an Elliott and a Morris. When they're in there, you do see who does what. I mean, honest to God, no shot at Morris, but you definitely see who's the premier running back.
Yeah.
I mean, Elliott just is a beast, man.
Elliott's going for 8 or 9 every time he touches the ball. And that's why when we talk about those grades, I would have loved to seen some helmets on that second line. You know, the
second line, what do you mean?
The second line, you know, the second
the linebacker.
The linebackers,
after
you know,
the first, yeah, okay.
You know, have the them get wave. Through the get through the linemen and then get on their linebackers and then
dude, he refuses to go down.
I know.
He refuses to go down.
But we were down on the 1-yard line.
Yeah.
And you look at it and you're like, boy, well, I'd love to see him run a 99-yarder. And
him on your fantasy team, don't you?
Yeah, a couple daily ones. Not on my real fantasy, but a couple dailies. And then my last thought I had on here before we get on a couple of other things was Witten.
Oh, God bless him. He was outrageously great, wasn't
right,
he?
Right now.
I would take him over any tight end in the game right now.
On Thanksgiving Day, do you just go ahead and put him in the Ring of Honor?
Not yet. You don't, I think there's something still to be accomplished.
Oh, I agree with you there. But is this guy? This guy's a no doubter, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, from all intents and purposes, we hear Hall of Fame person too. Okay. But this guy is just unbelievable. Has a great day yesterday.
Yeah.
And just handles his business, and it was great to see. He's getting a little long in the tooth, but I think he moved up to fourth. On the reception tight end reception list.
Right, great. Hey, folks, if you guys got some questions, throw them our way. We're checking out all the messages that we're getting on Facebook. It's unbelievable. But you know what? We know you guys are Cowboy fans, and we know that you guys are sending us messages saying, Cowboys are great, we got you. Send us some messages that you think is questions that we could use on our show here, on our podcast show. And if I think it's a great question, I'll throw it Steve's way. And Steve and me will say, you know what, this person, throw him a jersey. I tell you what, that's what Bish did. And that's why Bish hasn't had a jersey yet from you, because you haven't been to the post office to send it off. But I got that, Bish, so I don't know what the hell's taking him. But it's in Steve-O's hand right now.
He is correct. But, yeah, exactly. So – communicate with us either on Twitter at Cowboys Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so much support too,
right,
man.
On Facebook, we have our Facebook fan page, Cowboys Podcast,
right
there.
Right.
I'm Steve O. Jones on Facebook, so go ahead and hit me up with a friend request and interact that way. But yeah, all we really want is to give you guys as good a show as we can possibly give you. If there's something on your mind.
Input is what we're looking for here.
Right. If there's something on your mind you want us to, you want to get our perspective on it, go ahead.
Throw it out here.
And we'll
even throw your name out there that you brought up this question, which I think everyone wants to chime in anyway after you listen to our show. Hearing Steve-O's little jingle there for a couple seconds, I'm sure you would have loved to have your question for us, and that's what it's all about. It's fans like you, fans like me and Steve-O here, we're all chiming in together. Right.
And what I'm trying to convince Jono to do is do this episode Facebook Live, because that would be the ultimate to get those interactions that way.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to do it.
I'm just not into that. I'm just not in. Maybe later on.
I think it'll be super cool.
Yeah,
I think it'll be super cool to go Facebook Live on it. So,
okay, yeah.
But give us a follow. We're up against it. We're at the hour mark right now. Up this week, we'll
have Colleen on.
Colleen on Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll do another show. Look for this one to be up here. This is what a couple hours Brian usually takes, and we'll get that up. So,
yeah. And Colleen's Jones picture that I'm sending out to her too. It finally came in, so we got to get that out to her as well. So, in any case, we love having you guys chime in on our sites. We love hearing from you, and God bless. 100,000 and growing here, and this coming Thursday, we'll talk about Pittsburgh. We'll have a big wrap on Pittsburgh game coming up.
Go Cowboys.
All right, Cowboy Nation, we'll see you this Thursday. Take care. We love you.
Go boys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.